So we have Carlingford Lock and Lord Windermere, Phil, as joint top weights in what looks an absolute minefield of a handicap. But you must be thrilled with the way this has come out.
Well, I am, because if you look at the top five of the top six, they all ran really well on their last run, and they're all horses that are going in the upwards direction, and who knows how good they're going to be.
And the fact is, you talk every year about a credible top weight. The reigning Gold Cup winner and the Hennessy Gold Cup winner from Leopardstown from earlier this month, enough said.
Yeah, absolutely, and many clouds a pound behind, you know, will run in the Gold Cup almost certainly, you know, so you could find that, you know, it wouldn't be any surprise to that one of those top four is a Gold Cup winner.
And of the top 10, five from Ireland and five from the UK, that's nice.
Yeah, it's a good split, high quality runners from both sides of the Irish Sea. And some very interesting horses. A Union East, very interesting horse, in that he's on exactly the same rating and the same weight as the same owner's Neptune Collange.
Pinot de Rey, how hard a horse was he to handicap?
Very straightforward. I put him up £8 after the race. I put Balthazar King up three. There was five lengths between them, and I've left them on those figures.
And clearly, from your point of view, you want 25 coming across the Melling Road all in line. I have to ask you every year, is there one horse that you had to sort of get an extra glass to have a look at?
The French horse, to be honest. He took me a little bit of time to come up with a figure for him, because he won his last race at Angers by 14 lengths, but he's quite old. And so I was a little bit confused by that performance. Did I whack him up massively for that, or did I ignore it to some extent? But I got very good advice from Eric Castella, the French handicapper, and he's got a nice weight and he'll get a run in the race.
And two, it must be nice, I can't remember so many trainers with one entry or 2 entries. There's such a huge spread amongst of stables with hopes for the National this year, which must be good for the races. It's not like you've just looked at 7 or 8 trainers with 90% of the runners.
Well, I think it is good, but also you need to look over the last sort of 8-10 years. You know, it's pretty difficult for trainers to win the race more than once. You know, you've got a wide spread of winners going back over the last 14-15 years, and the fact that, you know, there's only, you know, what you've just said in terms of the spread this year, that's only going to add to it.
And finally, it's a week later this year, so obviously you took the Haydock race in. Fantastic horse race, but it hasn't actually, has it made a great deal of difference to your thinking?
It's made absolutely no difference. Life for it wasn't in the race, and the second horse, even though I've put him up a fair bit, is probably going to struggle to get in, which is a shame.
What do you reckon? It's about 70, 65 to 70 is the cut-off point. I mean, have you any thoughts about it?
I think you'd need to be at least 10 stone in the current weights, otherwise you won't get in.